Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature top 40 Motown songs that start with the letter B. This half hour, we'll hear from The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, The Four Tops, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, and Michael Jackson. Well, first up, the fifth number one song in a row from The Supremes from 1965, Back in My Arms Again. By the summer of 1965, the two most powerful forces in rock and roll were the sounds of Liverpool and Detroit. Many people have tried to define the Motown song, but one of the best descriptions comes from a fellow by the name of Adam White, who was a former editor of Billboard. He said, quote, "A bedrock bass line, an emphatic beat accentuated by tambourines, pounding percussions and piano tracks, saxophone-driven brass charts, shrill femme backup vocals in the classic call-and-response mode of gospel performances, and those swirling riff-reinforcing strings of the Detroit Symphony." Well, that sounds very highfalutin. Not sure if I agree with all of that. But certainly Motown's highly polished rhythm and blues sound helped to break down the barriers between white music and black music. Well, as you listen to this song, one doesn't think of it in terms of sounding black or sounding white. Diana Ross talked about the acceptance of The Supremes by white audiences with an author of Nowhere to Run called Jerry Hershey. She said, quote, "Someone said, and I agree with him, that The Supremes was such a crossover for young black and white males in our country because they were three black girls and they could openly enjoy themselves and even lust for them without thinking what color they were." Well, here are The Supremes, Back in My Arms Again, right here on Motown.
Baby! Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
A Motown mummy from the Four Tops, their first top 40 song, Baby I Need Your Loving, that reached number 11 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964. Before that, a great song by Martha and the Vandellas called Bless You. It reached number 29 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. And we started with the number one from the Supremes, Back in My Arms Again from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring top 40 Motown songs where the title of the song starts with the letter B. Well, coming up, another B, Ball of Confusion, that's what the world is today, from The Temptations. Well, this 45 was presented in a stark black and white picture sleeve. It was a record that lived up to the marketing hype on the cover that said, quote, "Words stronger than steel, a gutty interpretation by The Temptations, a stirring new single," unquote. Well, both The Temptations and Norman Whitfield, the producer of this song, their hardest-hitting collaboration was perfect for the times. The Funk Brothers, the great backup band from Motown, augmented by Dennis Coffey, plays brilliantly on the song. Dennis Edwards, the lead singer of The Temptations, is great, especially making the phrase, quote, "great Googa Mooga" sound so catastrophic. Well, Otis Williams, one of The Temptations, recalled at the time that, quote, "when Norman first showed us the lyrics, we were wondering how we were ever going to get all those damn syllables in one line. Of course, today lots of people know the song by heart, but the first time we looked at Evolution, Revolution, Birth Control, Sound of Soul, Shooting Rockets to the Moon, Kids Growing Up Too Soon, we stopped in our tracks." Fortunately, Dennis had a real fast time. Well, here is Ball of Confusion, The Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't
hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
pollution, gun control, the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
That's the Beatles' new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore Indian man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
One thing I know for sure.
This is the home of Motel Memories.
Motel Memories.
With Tom Fowler.
Marvin Gaye with a great song from 1964, reaching number 27 in the U.S. Billboard charts. The song was called Baby Don't You Do It. Before that, Smokey Robinson's Sweet Sound, Being With You, number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1981. And we start with The Temptations, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, number 3 in the U.S. Billboard charts, and number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring this hour all Motown songs that reach top 40 status, where the song starts with the letter B. Well, coming up, another B, Ben, the first number one song from Michael Jackson from 1972. Well, this song was composed by Walter Schroff and Don Black and is recorded for the Motown record label by Michael in 1972. The single, which is the theme of a 1972 film of the same name, and it was the sequel to the 1971 killer rat film called Willard, spent 1 week at the top of the U.S. Billboard charts, and it also reached number one on the Australian pop charts, spending 8 weeks there. The song also reached a peak of number 7 on the British pop charts. Well, Ben won a Golden Globe Award for the best song, and was also nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1973. Well, the song was originally written for Donny Osmond, but it was offered to Michael when Donny was unavailable because he was on tour at the time of the recording. Well, Ben made Michael Jackson, at the time, the third youngest solo artist, he was 14 years old, to score a number one hit single. Only Stevie Wonder, who was 13 when Fingertips Part 2 went to number one, and Donny Osmond, who was months shy of his 14th birthday when a song called Go Away Little Girl hit number one in 1971, were younger. Well, here is Michael and Ben right here on Motown Memories.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With a friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see.
You got a friend
Michael Jackson number one tune, Ben, number one from 1972. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown songs that reached top 40 status, and the title of the song started with the letter B. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.